back at it. Love that music, Steve. It's like a different, it's like a change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we open our regular episodes with Malt Shop Bop, and it's like, hey, real uppity, get yourselves ready for some funny. Then, you know, we open up these Fast Fives.
Like we're just kicking the saloon doors
you
open.
You and me, just, you know, we talked about it before. Cowboy hat pulled over our eyes, a couple pieces of straw hanging out of our mouths, relaxing under a tree.
Saying, howdy, Padna.
Maybe chewing on a peach. Just like to provide imagery every time we do these to people.
We're basically like, you know, the silhouette of the old Marlboro man.
Darn right, but
like with this leaning up against a wall with one foot up on the wall.
No question about it. We'll leave that image for you as we dig into the Fast Five.
Fast Five. Zoom, zoom, zoom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, I think I'm up first this week.
Yeah, take it away.
All right, first on my list, the Washington Redskins, the Washington football team.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be changed, huh?
Which by the time this comes out, they may have a new identity.
Seems the fact that it happened this fast from the first fervor a couple of weeks ago shows just how easy it would have been the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Why didn't you just, what's his name, Dan Snyder, the owner?
Daniel Snyder.
Why didn't you just,
I mean, listen, rich billionaires don't like being told what to do.
Yeah, definitely not.
So this seems like an example.
All right, next on the list, UFC 251. I know, I believe that you stayed up and watched it last weekend.
Yep, stayed up till 2 a.m. These start times got to stop. That's ridiculous. Finished up at like 1:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
Fight Island, Steve. We talked about that in the Fast Five before.
Abu Dhabi?
Abu Dhabi, Yas Island, Yas Island, Y-A-S. I believe it's Yas.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell it was an island setting because it was still indoors, so it didn't really matter.
And it seemed like that wasn't the point of it anyway. Like, the point of it wasn't to be, hey, we're fighting on this island.
Yeah, it was to get international fighters fights because they had to be offered a certain amount of fights in their contract, whatever.
Did the UFC buy that island?
No. Because it's got an F1 racetrack on it.
Oh, okay.
So they're literally just using an arena there. Good card. Not an overwhelming entertainment value, I'll say. The fights weren't great.
All right, number three, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oof. Imagine having that conversation, Steve, on a international forum, right?
Imagine having that conversation, period. Like, you got to have a conversation about, a time that you strayed outside of your relationship or whatever.
Yeah. Separated at that point or not, it's still an uncomfortable conversation, let alone putting it on an international forum. Like Facebook Watch, I think it is, for millions and millions of people to be able to hear about, you know, you sleeping with another dude.
Yeah.
When your husband is one of the most wealthy men in world. Right. Like, by my accounts, and granted, this doesn't mean everything. I don't want it to be construed that way. God, he's handsome still.
He is a handsome man.
He's in his 50s.
Yeah.
And he's still so
freaking handsome. He still looks like the Fresh Prince.
My God, is he good looking.
All right, number four, Disney World. Reopened.
Does that even sound fun? Masks all day, 90-degree Florida, Orlando, Florida heat, everything not open. I get why they're doing it, right? It's money. Oblivious to that. But listen, there's Disney addicts out there who probably don't care. They just need to be back in Disney World.
I'm assuming that they're doing like limited capacity.
Yeah, so you have to reserve a ticket, like seating and dining. For that stuff, you have to have a reservation.
That's not much different than it has always been there.
You also...
There are a ton of places at Disney World where you can't just walk in and sit down.
If I remember right, I don't think all the attractions are open as well. But it's not for me, but for people who pay for a season pass and who love Disney and go every week, good for them,
All right, now this one here, number five, I don't know anything about it, but I've seen it a lot.
You know what? Even if I don't, Steve, let me see. Let's do a little litmus test here. You say it, I'll talk, and when we're done, you tell me if you think I know anything about it or if I just BS'd my way through it.
Or better yet, if you don't know anything about it, just say don't know anything about it, and we will
continue on. All right.
Notre Dame.
If this is about, I mean, I doubt you put it on there for the reason I'm thinking.
It's something about football, right?
Yeah, they're in a weird spot. They're a non-conference football team. And a lot of the conferences for football are moving to conference-only play this football season.
Wait, they're not in a conference?
They're not. In basketball, they are affiliated with the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference. But in football, they are not. They're a true independent. So they have their...
So they can play anybody?
They can. So they schedule series. You know, they play USC. They play... For years, they played Michigan and Michigan State and other teams. They'll play Army and Navy and those teams. Conferences are moving to conference-only play for the fall, Steve. And so that is leaving Notre Dame in a real weird situation.
Did I also see that the Ivy Leagues are moving their football league to the spring. Football season to the spring?
All their fall sports are moving to spring. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 announced they are moving to conference-only play this fall. Personally, if you ask me, I think this is all kicking the can down the road for the inevitable announcement that it's going to be canceled.
Hmm.
So I've come in the last 3 to 6 weeks, the way that this country has been handling it, everything going on, I've never been more certain of something that fall football will not happen.
So Notre Dame most likely won't have a season then?
They would end up begging...
Or they would have to find other schools that are in similar... Like, is that a unique situation where they're not part of a conference?
Not unique, but they're the biggest name.
Okay.
They're the biggest...
So they could find other teams that aren't in a conference to play.
Yeah, like Army, Navy...
But nobody... Would anybody watch? Would anyone care?
It's Notre Dame, so people would still watch. But, like, Army, Navy are independents.
Okay.
So those games would still be intact. The most likely outcome, and this doesn't really matter to you or really anybody who's not a Notre Dame fan, is they're going to end up begging the ACC for some games. The ACC, who they have a contract with for their other sports except for football.
Okay.
Well, let's say Pittsburgh in the ACC, they have a game scheduled against a non-conference opponent that's now canceled. Well, hey, I'm Notre Dame. Why don't
We're
I slide
play,
into
yeah.
all of those slots? Reconfigure the schedule, we can have 6 to 7 games against the ACC, keep your Army, Navy, whatever. And that's probably what they'll end up asking.
That's a bummer for athletes.
I mean,
obviously there are much more important things to worry about, but I do feel bad for college athletes during all of this, because especially ones that want to go pro.
Yeah. You know? A lot of people, their senior years, it's a big deal. It's important to them. And like you said, people who want to go professionally.
Does Notre Dame produce a lot of of NFL talent?
Oh, yeah. Okay. A lot of good NFL talent, too. Not as much high, like first-round caliber, but my very Detroit Lions drafted a player in the second round from Notre Dame this past year.
Oh, didn't.
Year,
so. Joe Montana went there, right?
Joe Montana
of course, Rudy.
Went there.
Rudy.
Rudy did not make the NFL. Real close, though. Basically,
what I know, the extent of my NFL or the extent of my Notre Dame football knowledge comes from the movie Rudy.
Yeah.
And from images that I have seen of Touchdown Jesus.
Which, by the way, when you're in the stadium, you can't see.
Huh.
Spoiler alert. Been there when I was an intern for a TV station. Yeah, just another big concrete building.
Okay.
For me.
All right.
But yeah, weird spot. But again, I think it's going to come down to it. I think it's not going to matter because I don't think football's going to happen.
Going backwards now, number 4 was Disney World.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say to their credit. They waited longer than I thought.
They did. They were closed for months.
Universal Studios been open for a month.
Have they really?
They opened in early June with the same type of guidelines that Disney ended up following with, you know, limited capacity, not everything open, yada, yada. And people seem to, it is what it is. If you want to wear a mask all day, then that's the deal.
Yeah.
So if you want to go. But Disney World's obviously a different animal, I think, overall.
I can't think of one thing I would like to do less than be at Disney World in
the heat.
Yeah. Like my brother and his wife and their kids, they were supposed to go, I think, last week or maybe this week. They had booked it, you know, last year that they were taking the kids to Disney World. And they ended up.
How does that work now? Do they get a refund on any of that?
Yeah, I think I think they basically just they have a credit now.
Okay,
so.
Because that's for what Katie and I have talked about for down the road. That's a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah,
like you got to plan it the right time to where they're not too young, but they're not too old. Because once you get too old, Disney's stupid.
When I went, I don't even remember when I went. I think I was 4.
Never been.
Obviously, I've been a bunch of times
for
marathon, but though. That was not. I wasn't going to Disney World to
sure.
go. In the 10 years that I went there for I think it was, 9 or 10 years that I went there for the marathon. I only went to a Disney park 2 times, maybe.
Yeah, and one of them was because that was your substitution for the race being canceled, if I remember right.
Pretty much, yeah. It was like we got like a voucher. A free voucher, yeah. Went to like Epcot or something because they have all of the
adult stuff,
all the different restaurants, and you can drink through the countries or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime thing for the kid, for my money, for the children, because. You know, when they're 10 to 12, they don't care about Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And even if you do, you can't act like you care about Mickey Mouse because you're too old. But if you're too young, you don't remember it. And you can only be there for like 2 hours before you're kind of, oh, damn tired.
See, I think that for Evelyn, and eventually if we have another kid or kids, they'll probably end up going more than that because my dad lives
right there.
Down there.
Yeah.
And they have they get the season passes because they like to go to Downtown Disney and like go to the restaurants and everything. Sure. Like they're not as much into like going to
the small world.
Right, exactly.
Going on. Yeah.
So I would imagine that if we're down there visiting them, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary. Oh, let's go over to Disney for the day because he lives 20 minutes away.
Think what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Podcast family trip about 5-6 years from now.
Yeah.
You know? Stay at the resort.
Well, that is because I would imagine that, at least in my mind, Evelyn and Reed will be friends.
Eesh, not if I have anything to say
about that. That's kind of what my thought is, because you're anti-friend.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that you're raising Reed be anti-friend also.
You can
also
make friends through the television, and I'm going to and books, and I'm going to encourage him to do
video
so.
Games.
Yeah.
You got a million friends out there.
You know who will never betray you? The character on that video game.
That's a good, healthy way to raise a child.
Yeah, I can't wait. He's going to be a good adult.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if they're friends, then that's something I would consider, but...
Well, I wouldn't be going for them.
You're anti-friend.
I say we dump them off, say pick you up in 8 hours, set their little... By that time, we'll be able to like spin a digital screen on their watch, say, boop, 8 hours, and then they, like he drags them back to where they're supposed to be.
Like some gravitational pull.
I've got high expectations for 5 years technology from now. Pick him up and, after you and I have had a few soda pops. We're going to have some drinks.
Whoa.
You're going to lose some advertisers. all right. 5-6 years from now.
By this point, it'll be the Steve and Kyle podcast 10th anniversary Disney spectacular trip.
Maybe we throw in a live show down there, huh?
Oh, yeah, for all of our fan.
Oh, the Florida listener. Your dad. Not a listener.
Dad doesn't listen. I don't even think he knows I do this.
I don't think he knows you do a radio show.
No. No, he knows about that. He definitely knows about that. But, yeah, podcast, no. He's like, what's that, on the computer? Is that where I get it?
I don't have it. Don't trust them.
All right, moving along. Will and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Weird. I didn't watch it. Obviously, I just read this.
I watched like a 2-minute clip of it.
Just read the snippets. I just couldn't think of a conversation that, A, I'd want to have less with another person.
Yeah.
B, in front of a camera.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be like Annette and I deciding like, hey, we're done. We're broken up.
Mm-hmm.
She goes and finds another man.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decide, maybe we're not done.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tells me all about it.
Yeah, you get details.
Right.
Nope. Yeah.
Not a world I want to live in.
Yep. Nope.
That is.
It's not a world I want to think about.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Before that, UFC 251, you said, meh.
Well, it's not the UFC's fault. They book the fights, and the fights on paper look tremendous. The
fights are what they are.
And the fights weren't bad. The main event was a snooze. Just the fighting style just didn't end up working. But, a pretty loaded card and a novel idea for the UFC.
For Fight Island.
I'd be surprised if they're...
They have more fights coming up, right?
Yeah, they're doing like 4 on this island.
Wow.
In the next 3 weeks. There's one Wednesday already. Or like the same week. They're doing like 3 in a week.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, and first on the list was the Washington football team, which may still be the Washington Redskins at the point of listening to this when it comes out, but
it doesn't look like it.
Yeah. I read an article yesterday, meaning Saturday, July 11th.
It's going to happen soon.
Saying within 24 to 48 hours, the team name will be changed. They said that the NFL has been reaching out to their affiliates, their sponsors, saying scrub the name, scrub the logo from anything that you have.
Yeah, it's all it took was FedEx and Amazon to
FedEx, to it's shocking that because the Redskins or team formerly known as the Redskins currently play at FedEx Field in DC.
Yeah, that's why it matters. So, because they
what I question is if FedEx had an issue with it. You feel like it would have come up when they were discussing like the naming rights to the stadium.
But it didn't matter until now. Well, it mattered, but it didn't become a public force until just now. And so that public force coming down on FedEx, where they're just minding their own business, cutting a check every year to be on a stadium.
On a stadium, yeah.
Is, well, they at least had to make a statement. And, you know, if that's what it ended up taking to make this happen, so be it. So now we're looking at the Cleveland Indians again. We're looking at the Atlanta Braves. Looking at a lot of these things coming to the limelight yet again.
All right, that that's all of it, right?
Fast five, zoom, zoom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
College football.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it happens.
Yeah, it just seems. By this time every year, most college football teams have been practicing and preparing. They usually start the weekend before or of Labor Day, and now they're saying that no games will happen until at least September 1st. We're pushing the inevitable, and I don't have any problem saying it. It's because this country is full of idiots and D-heads who complain, well, why can't we just get back to normal? Well, here we are. There's images of this past weekend from Korea of baseball with fans in the stands.
Yeah.
And or Taiwan or I forget what country it was, but it's happening. We just we refuse to play by a simple set of rules, and now it's going to end up costing a calendar year's worth of sports, it looks like.
And I saw, like, we just set a new record. We're number one. Yeah. What was it, like 66,000 new cases in one day?
It's who I blame this country. Well, a lot of people in this country who simply refuse to abide by such simple requests.
And it's just because you want to be stubborn.
It's because
you don't want someone else telling you what to do. Fine, die.
Just stop it. For God's sake, wear a mask. Jesus Christ.
If you wore a mask for, I don't know, the next month. Now, look, I know I'm guilty of forgetting it. I definitely am. Yeah. I was going to the grocery store the other day, and I was in the store, and I was like three or four aisles deep, and then I realized, holy crap, I don't have my mask on. Mm-hmm. I left my cart there. I went back outside, and I got my mask and put it on and came back in because I felt bad about that.
Yeah.
I felt bad knowing that, what if I have it? I just don't know it yet. And I'm passing it around to people.
Yeah, I'm not going to engage with you on social media because that's my new new mantra here. If I'm going to even be somewhat on Twitter, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Just know that I think you're terrible.
Yeah.
Wear a GD mask. It's not asking too much. Yeah. Just put it on.
There's no reason that you can give me that you don't need to wear it. No.
You're costing yourself sports. If you're calling yourself a sports fan, you are costing sports for the country at this point.
Yeah.
Because we
can't. And that's the least of what you're costing.
Yeah. But I mean, like, look at the long term of what's happening now. We're looking at another year, like until next year, to where things could possibly be back to maybe normal-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Next up, Hamilton.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus now, right?
Did you watch it?
I did not.
All right. Oh, jeez. I'd hate to bother your busy week. Just the talk of the country, but we don't go into
it. Is it?
It was a pretty big deal.
It might be. But to be honest, for the last 10 days, I haven't looked at any news source. I'm still not on Facebook.
Right. This thing was going to be a theatrical release next October.
Really?
A theatrical release. And they moved it up a year and a half and put it on their streaming service.
Jeez.
Got a decent amount of attention there. Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird.
You think of one thing you want to talk about with your wife less than the time she slept with another person.
No. No.
That's it. Look, like that's like
for maybe me, maybe for them it's I don't know, it's therapeutic or something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there's a psychologist out there that could probably say like, oh, this is good for them or
they're
doesn't weird. Mean I want to.
Yeah. They're weird people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of things too that are good for you that you may not want to do.
Yeah. No kidding. Next up, the Washington Monument.
Oh no. Is that next? Is that,
Trump thinks some protesters are going to take it down.
Take it down.
Take it down. That's what they're going after next.
Like they're
going
to, like the protesters are going to show up and,
listen,
disassemble it?
You ask me. I don't think he knows what it is.
It's pretty big. Has he ever been there?
So come on. Come on. I think the Washington Monument's safe.
Yeah.
I think it's safe.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, though? It's
there's no chance the Washington Monument's going in.
These are weird times we're living in.
Someone's over there with a chisel right now. Just
ding, 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 ding.
Lastly, Steve, Wayfair. You follow any of that?
Oh, I read, for the first time, I read some the conspiracy theory, I'm assuming you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say it's a story, but it is. You're on board?
I love a good conspiracy theory. So I barely read something about this earlier.
Well,
so
there's not much to it. My
knowledge of it is limited, but all I saw was a screenshot where there was an article about a missing teen.
Mm-hmm.
And right next to it, there was an ad for Wayfair selling an item that had the same name as the missing teen.
For way too much money. That's the key to remember. It's like a $10,000
cabinet.
And it's not out of the realm that a lot of these objects have weird names. Like you've seen it. You've shopped at IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of those things have odd names.
The Flugen or the Smugen.
Yeah. So these Wayfair items would have the name, the first name would match up with a missing person from wherever. And the idea is that you would buy this $10,000 to $15,000 cabinet and you're essentially buying this person. It's a sex slave type of thing. You would be buying that individual.
Like from Wayfair?
Well, I believe Wayfair is almost kind of like it's...
Maybe they're the middleman?
No, but if you go to like Walmart.com, you're buying it from Walmart, but a lot it's a little... And Amazon. You're buying it a lot of from sellers on that website. So third-party sellers...
Well, in some cases, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize Wayfair had third-party sellers.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay, because I know Amazon does.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize Walmart did either.
You can go to Walmart.com, you would... A lot of the stuff you're not buying from Walmart, you're buying from Jimmy's Electronics.
Gotcha.
On Walmart.com. Okay.
All right, so it makes it a little more possible.
Yeah, and listen, like you said, good conspiracy theory. I'm on board.
Great conspiracy theory. I love a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in. You?
Certainly.
Okay, good.
Damn you, Wayfair. Hashtag boycott. Shut him down.
I did notice, because the one that I clicked on, I was like, all right, well, it's just a coincidence. But then I looked at it, and it was a regular cabinet. But, $14,000.
And there's like two or three of examples that were posted on the viral.
That is
that
weird, though,
around,
because
right?
I think we've ordered off of Wayfair maybe once or twice.
Yeah, same.
And... But the one time I was looking, this is back earlier in the summer or earlier in the spring when I was doing a bolt weekend, when I was organizing my nuts and bolts.
Big weekend. That was start of quarantine, if I remember right.
It was.
You got right down to the nitty gritty with the important stuff.
I just needed something to organize a bunch of nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
And the first thing that popped up was something from Wayfair. And I was like, that's exactly what I need. And it had like maybe 30 little bins on it. But I did notice... Like, why is that $1,700?
Yeah, well...
Maybe I was part of it.
I mean, $1,700, that'd be a real cheap human.
Well, maybe it's like a baby or a...
Was it the Linda categorization system? Like someone was, someone jumped in, but they jumped in really terribly. And
oh, the Dominic, this is garbage.
But it, like, if you think about it, who's ever sorting by price high to low?
Yeah, never.
Because
the only time I do is when I want to see, like, oh, I wonder what the highest price thing is.
How does the other half live? How do my side gig cohorts buy stuff?
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, me. Down in the trenches.
It's low to high, and you're sorting by free shipping.
Exactly. That's low to high, and how quickly can it be at my door?
Ding, ding. Okay, that's how the other half lives there, radio people. Before that, the Washington Monument, Steve. It's coming down.
I don't think it is.
I mean, listen, the president said so. How dare you?
Don't think it is.
Next to go, man. If we continue to allow these travesties of Confederate generals... 18 feet high with rippling muscles being taken down. Yeah. We continue to allow that. What's next?
Slippery slope.
What's next?
Dogs and cats marrying each other.
Jada Pinkett Smith talked about it ad nauseum between you and me here. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Obviously, they moved past it. It was 3 to 4 years ago.
Good for them.
I still wouldn't want to rehash it on a public level.
No.
Hamilton. Hamilfilm.
Is that hashtag Hamilfilm?
I believe that's what people were referring to it as, the Hamilton film.
Okay.
First
of all, big pet peeve of mine is when people refer to stuff as a film.
Not a movie?
Well, not even that. Or when people are recording a video and they're like, oh, film this. There's no film.
You want to say video?
Record it.
Record it.
Okay. Yeah. Like film. Like you're not using... You haven't used a film camera in probably 20 years.
Hamill recording.
There we go. I like that. Now, granted, there may have been film used in Hamilton in the recording of it, but probably not. It's probably all digital.
It's definitely digital. I saw it. There's no grain. I could tell.
Hamill film. Yeah, I'll probably watch it.
So I'm not a Broadway guy. I don't think that comes as a shock. I've never been to a musical.
Really?
Now, you were in the working in the mean streets of Manhattan. You were probably getting the comp tickets to...
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Front seat, you know, balcony rows. I've
been to a couple of... I saw Jesus Christ Superstar.
A classic?
Fantastic.
Did you see Rent?
No, I do. I would go see Rent,
though. Did you go see Cats?
I have no desire to see Cats.
Go see The Lion King?
No. But I saw when Will Ferrell did a musical.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he portrayed George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah, W.
Yeah,
it was called.
It was called like You're Welcome, America,
An Evening with
George W. Bush.
Yeah, it was an HBO. They made it an HBO production, too.
That was really, really good. I saw that in probably 2008, 2009.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big deal, too. Yeah. Not a musical guy. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Long. I mean, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
The movie version. So,
it's about a history book or something.
Plan accordingly. I've found myself listening to the cast recording quite extensively these last 2 weeks.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's so, for me, though, it's hard to understand how one person wrote and did all of this. It's one of the most incredible feats I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's extremely complex.
It's complex, and it's not like operatic style singing, right? It's hip hop styles. It's incredible. It's just incredible to be able to hear and watch it and realize that Lin-Manuel Miranda put that all together in his brain for somebody that, unless you really enjoy history like me, you don't know who Alexander Hamilton was.
Yeah.
And I only knew him relatively vaguely as, created the Federal Bank and had a duel with Aaron Burr. That's it.
Yeah, and the only reason I know Aaron Burr is because of the old commercial. Aaron Burr.
Oh, yeah.
The milk commercial.
So what's funny, we talked about this a little bit when Katie and I took our trip to New York a couple of years ago, and we booked an Airbnb in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I told the story about how we didn't... Obviously, you don't know where you're at, so we figured, oh, look, it's only like... less than a quarter mile from the ferry to our Airbnb. Well, it's literally a cliff.
Yeah.
So we end up having to get an Uber just to get the quarter
down
mile.
The cliff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we didn't realize until after we had left that there's a monument, and it was 10 feet away from our Airbnb of the site of where the duel took place between and Burr.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. Pretty,
and
pretty,
you missed it.
Pretty, and for a history guy like me, and especially a guy like Revolutionary War era history sites, for like I love that stuff. To miss that, oh, a real misfire on my part.
Garbage.
Not unlike the misfire of Alexander Hamilton firing his gun into the air.
Oh boy, really,
he threw away his shot, Steve.
Look at that.
And lastly, college football. We talked about it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen. I've yelled at you enough.
Yeah,
if you're not wearing a mask, you're an idiot. You're part of the problem.
It would
college
be
college football now suffers.
It would be nice if it did. It would be nice if college and pro football came back and things were normal, because it's a little bit of a sense of normalcy, which we haven't had in 4 months now.
Yep.
But yeah, I'd be very surprised if it was business as usual.
It's only gotten worse in terms of expectations.
Yeah.
In the last 30 to 60 days, only gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just keeps getting pushed, and yeah, we can do it this way and not this way. I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, that's it. Fast Five episode in the books. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. Please vote for us at podcastawards.com. We completely forgot to talk about it in the episode earlier this week.
Well,
we have joined forces with PCL, the
podcast Pop Culture Leftovers.
Pop Culture Leftovers. So you can follow them at PC Leftovers on Twitter, or Pop Culture Leftovers. They have a Facebook page as well. Vote for us in the... is it People's Choice? Or no, I'm sorry. Vote for us in comedy.
Vote for us in comedy. You're looking to vote for Pop Culture Leftovers in the TV and film category.
Yeah, we're kind of combining our efforts.
Yeah.
To see if we can run the other bigwigs out of town and take home all the hardware.
Let the little guy get a taste.
Yeah, plus we really want to record an acceptance speech.
It has to happen.
All right. Again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. Talk to you next week.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.